AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine. A Ukrainian military official says the front stretches for hundreds of miles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
They assembled a lot, and they still have a majority of that available to them, even with the losses that they've sustained in the last few weeks.
Kirby adds the U.S. is sending military aid and weapons training.
We believe we'll be able to begin a process of training Ukrainian armed forces on the howitzers that will be shortly heading over. That training will occur outside of Ukraine.
A federal judge in Florida voids the national mask mandate for people on airliners and other public transportation. The judge ruling it exceeds the authority of the CDC. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
So this is obviously a disappointing decision. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit.
She didn't say if the Justice Department will appeal. Police say a second person has been arrested in connection with a shootout inside a busy shopping mall in Columbia, South Carolina. 9 people were shot, another 6 injured in the rush to the exit in the Columbiana Center. 2 17-year-old boys are dead, 8 other people wounded, after several people armed with pistols and a rifle shot it out at a house party in Pittsburgh early Sunday morning. Police say the gunfire came from both outside and inside the Airbnb's short-term rental as hundreds of young people, many of them underage, partied Saturday night into Sunday morning. No arrests have been made. Airbnb says the person who booked the home has been banned for life. A man in his 40s drove to a high school through a gate and attacked a 50-year-old girl with a knife, stabbing her to death in Stockton, California today. School officials and police say the man targeted the girl. They haven't said how the man knew the girl. This is AP News. Migrant crossings increase at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Migrant crossings at the U.S. border with Mexico jumped in March to the highest level in 2 decades. Immigration authorities stopped 221,303 migrants along the southwest border in March. The data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection was filed with the federal court in Texas as part of the Lone Star State's challenge of Biden administration immigration policies. The administration has said on May 23rd it will lift a pandemic-era order that turned away asylum seekers due to COVID-19 concerns. Since the Trump administration invoked the 1944 Public Health Law, Title 42, in March of 2020, U.S. authorities turned away asylum seekers more than 1.7 million times. Mike Grossio, Washington.
7-1 sophomore Mark Williams leaving Duke to enter the NBA draft. Other Duke players, including star freshman Paolo Banchero and A.J. Griffin, also expected to enter the draft. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.